You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. An undocumented Syracuse immigrant was released on bail Tuesday after a court hearing in western New York. Organizers from the Workers Center of Central New York traveled to the Federal Detention Center in Batavia to support Hector Navarro. He was detained by ICE at his Syracuse home on December 21st. Nikita Slade from the Workers Center says his bond demonstrates how important he is to the community.
The judge did acknowledge we're nine of us in there supporting him, so posting bond, and we've been very public with his campaign, and you know, he's had a lot of widespread public support there in Syracuse and also here out in Batavia, Rochester, and western New York.
Members of the Syracuse community helped Navarro post $5,000 bail. Navarro is from Guatemala and has been in the U.S. since 2004. Slade says he's lived in Syracuse for nearly 7 years. She says today's hearing is just the latest in a series of proceedings.
His lawyers are in the process of trying to file an asylum case, and so that's going to be the next step to make sure that, you know, Hector is able to stay home. And of course, we're going to keep fighting.
Slade says Navarro is an immigrant leader in the community, but she says his case appears to be part of an increased effort to deport undocumented immigrants, even cases like Navarro's, which are considered low priority.
You know, their cases have been administratively closed, but now with Trump, we just heard from the director of ICE that they're just picking up anybody who is undocumented.
Slade says Navarro's next court appearance is set for March 8th. Navarro's wife has her next immigration check-in on February 28th. The couple has 3 U.S.-born children. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.